This is KCUR 89.3. National titles at the University of Kansas are mostly associated with the men's basketball team. But Jayhawks athletic officials are hoping that their new football coach, Les Miles, can bring that same success to the gridiron. As KCUR's Greg Eklund reports, however, that might be a lofty goal.
One more time, KU, make some noise!
The last time Kansas football was relevant was 2007. They were, at one point during that season, ranked number 2 in the nation and beat Virginia Tech in the Orange Bowl behind Coach Mark Mangino.
When we do something good, our SID tells me after the game, you know, this is the first time since Christopher Columbus landed here.
That same year, Les Miles was leading LSU to a national championship. But at his official unveiling as the Jayhawks' new coach, Miles says he was paying attention to starting quarterback Todd Reesing.
The 12-1 Mangino team, what they did with that quarterback, I thought was really special. I recognize that, and I recognize it when it was happening.
It's been downhill for KU since that 2007 season, coming to a head when Iowa State fans outnumbered the Jayhawk fans on November 3rd at Memorial Stadium.
You know what? I hope our fans saw that image. I hope our fans saw that image. I hope you show that image, because they're going to be part of this solution.
That's Athletic Director Jeff Long, who fired Coach David Beatty the next day. KU's 3-8 season, including a last-place 1-7 record in the Big 12, ends Friday, and that's when Miles takes over. He's a splash hire for Long, bearing a 114-34 record at LSU until he was fired in 2016 after a couple of disappointing seasons. KU has been looking to revive its football program for a while, both in staffing and upgrading indoor facilities and the stadium, which was built in 1920. But rebooting the product on the field starts, according to Miles, with recruiting and keeping the best players close.
We're going to work, you know, a 500-mile radius, and we're going to get to those, and we're going to win in that group. And then we're going to pick some cities in Texas that we hit.
That would prevent players like linebacker Marcel Spears and Olathe North grad, who starts for Iowa State, from going out of state. Spears says Kansas was interested in him, but
Iowa State came at me the hardest, obviously, and my grandma, she really doesn't have a lot to say, but when she came here on a visit with us, she said she liked Iowa State, and that carried a lot with me.
CBSSports.com senior writer Dennis Dodd covered Miles in the SEC and believes Miles will go the distance to attract top talent.
They see a guy they can get, they'll go all over the country, because Jeff Long, the AD, has promised to put money into the program to do just that.
Speaking of money, Miles will get more than $2.7 million a year, though it still puts him toward the bottom of Big 12 pay. Again, Dennis Dodd.
I thought they would go $3 or $4 million, but you know, the fact that he hadn't had any nibbles these last 2 years, I think, worked in Kansas' favor.
And there's no guarantee that a big name coach will do the trick. Look at Oklahoma in 1995 when the Sooners hired Howard Schnellenberger, who coached the Miami Hurricanes to a national championship in 1983. He coached only one season at OU. Or even the Jayhawks themselves. Remember Charlie Weiss?
I set out to find the best, and I found Charlie Weiss.
Both Shane Zinger, the AD who made that announcement, and Charlie Weiss are long gone. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.